This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. The European Union's Home Affairs Commissioner on Friday offered to deploy the EU's border agency to Senegal to help combat migrant smuggling following a surge in perilous crossings to Spain's Canary Islands. At a news conference in the Senegalese capital's Dakar, she said the arrangement would mark the first time that the EU border agency Frontex would operate outside of Europe. The announcement comes amid sharp jump in attempts to reach the Canary Islands, a gateway to the EU, as authorities have clamped down on crossings to Europe from Libya. But the conditions in the open Atlantic are often dangerous, and about 1,200 people died or went missing attempting the crossing in 2021, according to the UN's International Organization for Migration, while a Spanish NGO last month put the figure at over 4,400 people. U.S. President Joe Biden is expected to issue an executive order on Friday to move $7 billion of the Afghan central bank's assets frozen in the U.S. banking system to fund humanitarian relief in Afghanistan and compensate victims of the September 11, 2001 attacks, according to an official familiar with the decision. The order will require U.S. financial institutions to facilitate access to $3.5 billion of assets for Afghan relief and basic needs. The other $3.5 billion would remain in the United States and be used to fund ongoing litigation by U.S. victims of terrorism, the official said. The official spoke on a condition of anonymity because the decision has not been formally announced. Find more on these stories on our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary